Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, another Monday, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, and hopefully whole world is listening, and obviously everybody can download app on our phones, and if you want to listen us on your cell phone, welcome to do so. If you would like to listen live to our show, go to latalkradio.com and just go to channel 1. Accent On right now is live. You will see on the right side a live button. That's where we are. Or if you have no time right now, you can always go to archives and check us out. Scrolling down on LA Talk Radio Accent On, you will see 300 shows. But the first one from the top, that will be our show today. Or, of course, on we are also on iTunes. Then, hey, I think we are everywhere. Then, thank you again for opportunity to serve our listeners. Because today, like always on Monday, is another holiday. Because I have great people in the studio with me. So good. This will be really high energy show. I have multi people from speaking little accents, little Polish. It's me. We have somebody from Germany, but we already know our beautiful guest. And your name is?
Anja Walter-Ries.
Oh, I love when she says Anja Walter-Ries. If I will say, that's why I always ask my guests to introduce themselves, I will say Dr. Anja Walter-Ries. That will be me. And also with us in our studio, we have a happy couple. And we have Valentine's Day coming. Then I cannot even say how happy I am that I can have happy couples here before Valentine's Day. And they are successful. They're very artsy. They are just lovely, lovely people who we met before on Accent On. I think two or three times we already had the chance to talk to both of you. And your names?
I am Erin Carrera, and I do have an accent. I'm from Minnesota.
I love your accent. Accent.
Yeah.
And your husband?
And I am Carlo Carrera. I am Italian, but I don't have an accent.
No, you
actually
don't.
Actually, I do, right?
No, you don't have any accent. No, yeah. The three guests, they're gorgeous. They represent like just amazing beauty and brains and talents. But today, we have the segment, second segment, very, very important, I think, for all of us in the studio, because not only that we listen and we engage in our discussion, but we are also learning a lot. And I'm hoping the listeners will enjoy to listen to Anja, Dr. Anja, who she will be talking on a topic of
the door to success. That's our topic today, and how to open it.
Door to success. Oh, you know, this is like you are closed sometimes in your room and you have the door and you are afraid to open them. That's mm-hmm. right away how we feel, like walls are coming out on us. I'm like, what now? Okay, now then, first of all, what's your definition of success, Dr. Anja? That's very serious. Let's talk.
Yes. Well, as I call myself a success coach, of course, I have had time to think about that and working with people to reach more success. There's an, I would think, like the most neutral definition for me is that success is when our desire is succeeded by realization. And what we desire is very individual. So that's why for everybody success is different, what it means to them. But just like if we desire something and it is materializes, it manifests, then we call it success. That also means that we need to know a little bit what we desire, because if we don't and something just happens, we call it chance, right? Mm. Then we don't actually consider it to be a success. So there is a cause and effect kind of law at work in creating and having success. So the first origin of the cause is that you have a desire.
Yeah.
You have an idea of what you want. And then you also take some kind of action. So you do something that you later can account for and say, okay, I had this vision, then I move towards it, you know, by little action steps, isn't that? Maybe also just by dreaming about it, you know, but usually it takes also some action in the outside, and then at some point when it materializes, you say, yes! Got it. Success.
Now, I hope listeners understand that Dr. Anya Walter-Riss, she's a really, really good coach. And Anya, you are a transformational success coach. Yes. You are working with artists and creatives in film, TV, and media, and with everybody who truly wants to realize their full potential, purpose, and prosperity. Mm-hmm. That's the line I was reading, because obviously it's a very smart line and I didn't want to mess up anything else. But we will be having a few more meetings with you, mm-hmm. and we'll be developing a lot of different topics. But the success, this is something that I want. I think Erin wants.
I want.
You want to?
Me too.
We want. Then we are here to really, really learn. And but, you know, if we set up the goal, mm-hmm. goal is the goal. If you reach the goal, sometimes it's not what we really were dreaming about. And we don't feel like this is a success. This is like sometimes people, be careful what you are wishing for, because it happens, you know, you can get into trouble. Then do you think, do we need to be afraid of being successful?
Well, we don't need to be afraid of anything, actually.
Yay!
That actually is a recipe for disaster in any case, even though we think we need to be afraid to protect ourselves. But, you know, if we see a grizzly in front of us, we can be afraid, so yeah. we can run away from it. But the thing is that when people reach success, like let's say their goal or their dream, and suddenly they feel different than they thought they would.
Yes.
It can be that they actually went for something that they thought would bring them a certain state of being.
Okay.
And when they reach it, they don't experience a certain state of being.
Yeah.
You know, or they lose that certain state of being because now other things are involved that they didn't think would happen, that they couldn't anticipate. You know, like how it feels to be maybe in demand now. How it feels to
brings
have to...
Brings a lot of different negatives.
It brings, you know, when you're very successful, you have to learn or to get very successful also. But and then especially when you have it, to learn to have good boundaries, you know. And good boundaries is always a healthy thing to have. But you need to be able to have boundaries that say, you know, this is me, this is the world. Okay, they're reacting now to me because of the success. But what is still real? What is my reality? What is my truth? And is my truth what they tell me that is? You know, is my truth what the expectations other people have or the demand on me? And if it's my truth that I want that, cool. But then still how I interpret that and how I create my experience or my feelings, that's an internal thing. And that's actually independent of if you have success or not.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing when people don't have success. They still, it's up to them to still be happy or not. And, I mean, who creates that we're happy? And the more, of course, we can create happiness, satisfaction with ourselves, acceptance of ourselves, no matter where we are.
That's
no
what
matter
is a very
if we
beautiful
have success
and important line.
Or not,
yes.
And what kind of level, the better we are off, and the more we will actually create, maybe you could call it true success, like a success that is authentic. Authentically, like a part of us that matches our divine, I could call it like our divine purpose, because I believe we all have a purpose here, and our talents are usually serving a certain purpose, and that's what I'm helping also artists and other people. You know, why am I doing this? Why do I have that vision and that goal and that dream? And is it maybe just because I think, okay, then I'm somebody, or then I can feel good about myself, then I can love myself? Or is it something that I really just have to do? I couldn't give it up. I tried, but still, you know, it's often with the artists.
Yes.
You're right.
You're like, oh, gosh, could I do something else and just make big bucks? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Finances would be much easier. But like with me, too, I could work with big corporations. I would make, you know, it would be so, it seems to be easier.
Yes.
Might be other sides to it. But it's just, you know, you
less
have to do what you have to do. And that's part of the purpose. And when you have, you're a singer, you know, like you are, and you are an actor.
And then a screenwriter as well.
A screenwriter as well. See, so these are talents. You have talents. You have visions that come out of the talents. You have things that are fun to do. You love doing, right?
Yes.
And I think that's actually the biggest thing that I try to help people is to be successful with what they love to do. Because we have been so trained that we can't do that.
Yeah.
We have to do something, you know, walk the path and make money and be successful with what, you know, this you can with
sometimes
finances.
Sometimes parents
say,
stop dreaming. Do something with your life productive, something productive.
Right,
stop
not
dreaming.
An artist. You know, I mean, there's this whole myth about being an artist, being down in the street and separation from art and commerce, which is less strong here in the States maybe than it's in Europe. There it's really big, you know, art and commerce has to be totally separated, and the starving artist is still like almost like an ideal.
Yeah.
And all that crazy stuff. You know,
wonderful. And we have another question, because I ask you to write something that I am really clear what you can give it to us in a form that can help listeners and, of course, us in the studio. Then question that you prepared for me that I supposed to ask you, and I love your questions. I think is because we are going left and right anyway.
Yes.
But you know, we need to hold on to certain things. You are very educated, a woman, and you are helping us. Then let's talk. There is success for everybody, but for many, it seems their success is hidden behind a huge wall. They cannot penetrate it, cannot overcome it. What's that wall that separates us from the next big level of success that we dream of? Come on, I couldn't ask you like that. Thank you so much for giving me this question. It's a beautiful question. It's a great formed question.
Well, I actually thought I channeled you,
Ilona,
when I was writing this down. I said, oh, this sounds just like Ilona.
I love it. It is, but you know, it's just a way how you're saying. It's just beautiful and very, very smart.
How
we can overcome it? You know, being afraid of opening this door and hoping that this will be the one, the maybe door with big success. Because insecurity, especially we are talking that you are coaching so many wonderful artists. And we are insecure, Erin. I am insecure.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I want, but under like my skin is like, because when you need to push the email, when you need to finish the song, when you need to find an artist who will be singing, this insecurity comes up. Is this the right artist for the song? Is it the right lyrics for the song? Is this the, will this be successful song? Or am I spending another amount of time? Maybe we'll go nowhere. But, you know, that's the question. And this is like, sometimes you better sit and be safe. Don't do anything. Like, just let it go. You know, it's too much emotions. You're a singer-songwriter, too. You are the artist. You are an actor. You know, you're a screenwriter. We'll be talking also about both of your success in this arena. But do you feel like you are surrounded but sometimes by the walls or doors that you cannot open? And Anya will take it from there.
Well, yes, actually, as you've been talking about this, I've been thinking about this sign in my voice teacher's studio that says, to sing is to pray twice.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the vulnerability that comes through singing or any artistry, and because part of the demand of being an artist is being vulnerable, that can bring up any of these other insecurities you're talking about. And there's so many different kinds. There's the kind where you're stepping up to the mic and you you know, you might be an amazing singer and you still get nervous
emotions,
whether or not it's going to be
emotions.
Yes.
And right. Sometimes I think it's something in the air. I say, this is something in the air that just doesn't feel right or feels great.
Right.
And you cannot predict that. And then how do you feel as an artist? What type of dress you are? Are you happy with how you look? Because sometimes, you know,
is your branding right for your voice?
Yeah.
Are you singing the right kind of music for your voice?
All of this question.
Am I wasting my time with this versus that? I mean, there's so many different questions.
How to overcome our insecurities, how to overcome all of that. Dr. Anya, we need to know. Please tell us.
All right.
We want a big level of success.
Yes.
Big.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, maybe let's start with that no matter how successful somebody is, I have not met somebody yet that, no matter how huge they are, who not has still parts of this wall.
Okay.
And especially for the next level, you know? And it's always the next level, because as artists,
you
want to grow.
Always.
You got to grow.
Always. It's
you know,
infinitesimal.
Like, it's till the end.
Never enough.
Till your last breath. Say,
stop it. You got it. Why?
Yeah.
You want something more. Enough.
But
never.
But that's the nature of, I think that's the nature actually of human beings, and that's the nature of life. But in the artist, it's concentrated maybe even more. It's more intense even.
Okay.
Because usually it's the artist also always about yourself. It's expressing yourself, right?
Yes.
Be it like through writing, through singing, through acting, and you are part of the product. So it's a very personal thing. And that's maybe also why these insecurities come more up than for, let's say, a business manager or a CEO, because he goes in his role of being that, and he doesn't have to be vulnerable. The opposite, you know, he should be a tough guy or a tough woman. So he can just manage that differently. And although I don't say that they don't have that too.
Of course.
You know, because we are human, we have that. So what's this wall? The wall is really two things. Just two things. But in many facets. So the first thing is fear. We had it in the intro right away, is fear. But it doesn't feel like fear always. It can be fear is insecurity, doubts, can be resistance, can be even resentment, can be anger. Can be hate. Behind all this is fear. So all this is fear in different kinds of shades, you know. And the other one is beliefs. And that's negative beliefs. And that is actually what usually causes, that's a double accent, usually causes the fear, you know. It's like what you said, am I even at the right place here? Is this the right song for me? Am I good enough? Still, am I good enough? No matter how successful you become, am I good enough?
Right.
Am I worthy enough? Am I deserving enough? Can I really have that? Who am I to think I can be on the next level? Who am I to think to win the Oscar or the 5 times Grammys? And so for whatever it is, you know, that is a symbol of success right now that we can throw in here. So these are really that's what our walls are made of. Fears and beliefs, and that's what my specialty is in, to really transform that. And how do you transform it? I mean, one is the audio I did, so everybody can listen here, can download it. You will post it after.
Yes, we'll be talking about this.
Later, you know, because this is what I do is alpha synapses programming, sometimes with EFT, sometimes not. So it works on the body and in the brain, so we can really transform these beliefs and fears into confidence, into faith, and into positive beliefs. And that's, so we become fearless. And it's actually something we can train, as you can train your voice, or your writing skills, or your acting. And there are methods that, you know, can, I always talk about this onion, you know, we have this onion
layers,
of fears and beliefs,
layers,
and you
layers.
Take one level off and one level off. And then sometimes the client says, my God, doesn't that ever end? I mean, I thought I'm already done with this. I said, yeah, you were done with this up to then. Then you made the jump to the next level. Then you walked on this level, and you might dance and sing, and, you know, it was groovy, and you had success, and now you want more even. So now it's the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment you want to go to the next level, bam, that which wants to be healed, that which is, in a way, a learned bull, you know, that's not really part of who you are, comes up again.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way we can grow. It's almost like the snake that has to throw off the skin again and again to become bigger and bigger and bigger, you know, or the caterpillar that has to fight through that skin and throws it away to become a butterfly. And we become butterflies again and again, bigger yeah. and more beautiful. And so that's this war. And the tricky thing is that a big part of this war, so a big part of the fear, insecurities, doubts, and also the negative beliefs, you know, they're not in our consciousness, they're in our subconsciousness. So we sense them, we can pinpoint the feeling, and the trick is when we identify with that feeling, oh, we're really stuck, you know. And we don't realize that behind the feeling is actually something like a belief that is stored in our subconscious that we're even not aware of. Mm. Or if we are, like, I'm not good enough, it's a facet, or it's like a new kind of layer with a new energy that's stored somewhere in our subconscious mind mm-hmm. that we cannot consciously grab yet. And so that's good to have some techniques and tools that I have gathered over the last, you know, 20 years to grab them. And we don't even have to know always what it is. We don't even have to understand it. You know, that's a little bit off of what therapy does. No, because there it's about understanding and insight yeah, and so yeah. forth. And that can help. That can be great and huge. It's also what I do. But then some things you don't know and you don't need to know to change it. Mm-hmm. Because we can yeah, work on a different kind of awareness and consciousness.
Huh. Okay. Now we have a writer here very in much. Our studio. Okay.
With a wonderful voice, too.
Oh, he's also an actor. And yes, again, Erin, your husband is gorgeous. You are gorgeous.
I'm blushing.
Yes. No, your skin is because like olive color. Character. It's hard to see that you are blushing. Okay, but...
But we believe you. We believe you.
Yeah, we believe you. Do you believe in yourself always? Do you believe in yourself always?
When you create something? Most of the times... But of course, like any human being, like she was saying, it's sometimes you get to those insecurities where you stop and say, okay, am I good enough for this? Should I do this? But every time I encounter that kind of problems, I always, because I have a philosophy for myself.
Mm-hmm.
If something is, if I'm afraid of something, of doing something, if I feel a fear, I'm fearful to do something, then I must do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's me too.
That's my philosophy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if that's I'm awesome. Afraid of something, just do it.
Face it.
Face it. Because it means that it's what you have to do.
But have you sometimes encountered where you knew you feared and you want to do it and you really fight for doing it and struggle, but somehow you don't get the results you want because the fear doesn't go away even though you do it?
Well, I don't know, but yeah, many times. I try and do things and then I don't get the results I want. Of course, sometimes it's very hard, you know, to go where you want to go and mm-hmm. to get what you want to get.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And not always I'm able to achieve the goals I set for myself. Of course. Mm-hmm.
You do.
Not always.
Right. Of course. That's normal. That's normal.
And
but you know, may I?
Yes, of course.
Because it's interesting. Because I just talked with somebody else about this. You know, when it's a great philosophy, doing what you fear. Now, I think Eleanor Roosevelt already said, you know, what you fear the most, you got to do. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing you need to do. And the easiest is with tangible things, right? So let's say you're afraid to walk on stairs. Somebody said heights recently, you know, yeah. You're afraid of heights, you know. Yeah, okay, then expose yourself to that. You're walking up the stairs. You see you're still alive. You know, you're looking down and the hoo-ah. That's actually how I untrained myself, fear of heights. I had fear of heights mm-hmm. many years. Came through childhood sometime, I don't know why. And then I exposed myself again and again to more and more. So it can brilliantly work with that. It can be easier if you do some other stuff too. And with intangible things, it can be really difficult because you don't have that feedback right away. You know, let's say intangible things like the fear of you're not going to make it. So like a broader fear, you know, the fear I'm not good enough, you know, and then I do it anyway, even though I don't feel I'm good enough. And what happens often then is that you're such in the resonance of fear that you're not good enough, which is tied to a belief, actually, that you do it, but you do it in that frequency of I'm not good enough and I'm fearful. So attract the result that matches that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So you don't get actually that. You might hear somebody might say, yeah, okay, that wasn't bad, but you know what? I'm not sure you're good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you attract that feedback because you're in resonance with that, or you have some success, but you're not getting appreciated for it. You see it's a success, but nobody else seems to see it.
Yes.
Or you do it, but you're not getting paid for it appropriately. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's always mirrors like this ambivalence that comes with when you say yes, but yes, I do it, but I don't believe really I can.
Mm.
I'm not good enough, but I do it anyway. Then it will go away. And then what lots of people do, and especially the artists, because they, you know, they are courageous, they want to live, and they say, I know, I'm going with that and for that. And then they get frustrated because they don't get the results, because again and again, they get mirrored back the underlying belief in fear. And that's why I thought, wait a moment, there needs to be another way.
Yes.
And because I mean, I'm a specialist on this because I was held back by all my fears and beliefs in my youth and teenage and later time. And so it's easier when you hit the fear where it is at the root and dissolve it there. So you dissolve a belief. You really dismantle the belief of I'm not good enough. And you bring it down from maybe 9.5 to 3.5 in intensity. Well, how much easier is it then to do it? And how is your frequency and your energy rising?
Yeah.
It's going up positively, right? So it's like being on a different radio show. You know, I don't know what you're maybe it's 100.2 or so, you know, the frequency you're on right now. And at a talk radio, it's high, of course, you know. But when you're in fear, it's like way down there at 38.5. So how do you want to attract something that's on the 100 and something level if you're on 35 in
right.
fear? So that's where my work comes in, you know, helping people also to making it easier, do it with a fear, because the fear is much less. So it's much easier to do and much easier to attract the success, results, appreciation, the money that you deserve.
That's another thing.
I'm like, no, don't shut up. No, you were just, please. And then how do you do that? Dismantle the fear.
That's why I have different tools that I'm using for it. And one is that I mentioned the last time is Alpha Synapses programming that I actually learned from a German former computer engineer turned healer who then, you know, intuitively was like a divine download. Got this whole program together. I mean, this modality, and it uses language. It is almost when we do it, somebody has only to listen to it. You know, like the audio we have here, listen and breathe. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to judge it. Listen, breathe, and it works on you. And you get in a state like it's not an hypnosis, but it can be a little like a trance. But can be also just like a meditation. You really relax then. And people really experience like 180 degree, you know, they come into the session and they're really afraid, for example, for an audition or before they sing, they go out, or before they have gone a movie, they know this is really challenging, or they have a challenging negotiation to do with an agent or with whoever, a cast director or so forth. So whatever it is, they're afraid and say, oh, let's do this. You know, I had, for example, an actress. To make it a little more concrete, an actress who is a wonderful actress, but she's also was a secret piano player. She was, because now she's more public, you know, but she never played in front of anybody else, although she's brilliant. She does all these Beethoven and Tchaikovsky and I don't know what, you know. And she said, Anya, I got an offer. It's amazing. I'm supposed to play in front of 3,000 people and also host the show and play the Forrest Gump, actually. The Forrest Gump was a huge orchestra, but I can't do it. I can't play in front of people. Help, 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 you know? And I said, okay. And we did two sessions with this Alpha Synapses programming. And she went on the stage. She took the job. She went on the, and she afterwards, she texted me, Anya, this is incredible. You know, no mistake. I enjoyed it. I was so relaxed. I was so great. And I mean, the whole thing, and everybody was raving about her, you know, hosting it and playing on the piano.
Wow.
You know, the fear was just gone.
Wonderful.
And so
I like
what
you are
do.
saying. You're right. I like what you said about that. If you are afraid, or we act with the fear, mm-hmm. even when we cover the fear, still will be shown. This will be not full dedication to the goal that we have, because people who watch us or want to work with us, they really will feel that something is not right.
You're not totally
that. You are not very honest or confident. It's very hard to cover the insecurities of being fearful. And I love what you said, that you have some techniques that can take the fear down to mm-hmm. the lower level, that everybody's fearing something. We all are afraid, or we are having anxieties, tiny, but when the big anxiety strikes, we cannot do nothing. But, you know, when we have this excitement, a little bit fear, but really that we are confident and we feel like we are in right place in right time, then probably whoever talks to us or wants to receive the great things that we have to offer, they will feel, okay, cool. They're confident. They're right people for the right job. And yeah, I'm fighting this too, because with my language skills, with my accent, mm-hmm. with interviewing amazing people with brains like you, amazing achievers like our beautiful couple, you know, who really 2 years ago we saw them, and I know they have great success stories right now, or having amazing, unusual guests. Like next week, I'll be talking to Ben Stein, which to writer, lawyer, politician,
game show creator, host.
and a gentleman who practically knows everything about funds, everything about investing, and I don't. And you know, and that was the fear, but the fear I diminished by trying to be prepared the best
that's
I could.
That's also a good way, yeah.
And then, the same, like you kind of said, you know what? No choice. I'm doing. And the attitude, my attitude is always, yep, I have no choice, no way out. You know, this need to work out. Mm-hmm. This need to be right. And now, but of course, you never know the end. Results could be bad. And you know,
and I think, you know, if I may jump in here, there are two things that I think. One thing is I'm really a big proponent of making things easier. So I think this whole hard work myth in America is really overrated. Yeah. And it creates a lot of struggle, you know. Yeah.
Wonderful that you are
saying
that.
Everybody stresses out. And it's even they create a structure around that. You know, in film too, you know, the days get every shorter when you have the filming. You know, the schedules get even tighter. We have to reach even faster. And all that pressure and all that, I mean, that's man-created, you know. But so one thing is easy. The other thing is really with less fear, because my experience for my clients and also for myself, and I'm interested to hear what you're saying, especially when you're a singer and an actor, that the human body reacts to fear with contraction.
Yeah.
You know, and the adrenaline goes up. Yeah, that means the stress level goes up. When you have less fear, your body expands and relaxes. And, you know, some people say, but I need a little fear to be, you know, on top, I mean, to be on my toes, to really deliver them. And I said, no, it's not really fear. It's a high awareness and attention to the moment and be present to the highest energy level you can to bam, go when it's about to go, to sing then when you sing. But when you're afraid, the voice is not as great
Absolutely.
As it could be when you're totally feeling in charge and totally confident about your craft. The same with writing.
Yeah.
You know, when you...
Same thing.
You know, then you can be in the moment and you can shine and you can let go. You can let it flow, the energy. You don't have to contract anymore. You know?
Okay. And I think here we have this very good link, which you told me to post after our show, and hopefully will make people to go to our
go
link.
Yeah, go get it, listen to it.
And listen to it, and listen to one before, because a month ago we had you also, and we had another great link that probably will calm people down. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit how to get to this link? I will post, and what we need to do to be part of a listening session.
Why? You go to the Facebook page of Accent On, right? Or you could go also to my Facebook page, where it'll be also on Anja Walter Ries, and also on my fan page, Dr. Anja Walter Ries. And so you click on the link, and the link will be is
secretsuccessdoor.com.
Thank you.
One more time.
Secret successdoor.com. And you click on it, then you get to a landing page. You know, you put in your name and your information. It's all safe. And then you get a little thank you page. And then you get an email sent with a link to the audio. You click on that link, and you can listen to it again and again and again. And I really recommend listen to it several times because it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. It takes away more layers. And it's, I just did it for this show. So it's brand new. It's channeled just for our topic here, and our all the listeners of Ilona Roper,
yay,
and everybody else, you know, and you can still also get the link from the other was one called was called Mind Junk to Mind Magic, right? And if you listen to both, I mean, you will see transformation, and often just a little hint when you do this after you listen it. Please set an intention that you will pay attention to what has shifted. Because often when things fall away, you know, get easier, we don't realize. It's like having a cold and it's gone. It's like we never had it. You know, it's gone. We don't even think about it anymore. And then we lose that success moment, you know. And when we set an intention that I want to recognize when I have less fear and it's easier, then bam, you can catch that, and it's again another success. You can say, wow, I created that by listening to this. You know, I could
create
this.
Thank you, Dr. Anya, for this segment, second segment, and hopefully we can open our doors to successful life or successful dreams or successful hopes. And for sure, we will be learning more next month. This will be probably first Monday of March. Oh, my gosh. And now...
Yeah.
Maybe we'll take care of a little bit of our beautiful couple, our very artistic, lovely, beautiful again, and happy couple. And just, I will ask them, what's new? What happened in the last 2 years?
Oh, I guess.
What's happened? Who is taking?
Oh, my gosh. A lot of things have happened in the last 2 years, the last 2 weeks, let alone the last 2 years. Well, two
Go
months.
For it. Who is starting?
You start.
I start, and you start.
Okay.
So
in the last 2 years, let's see. First of all, we successfully kickstarted a pilot episode of a sitcom that we co-wrote and co-starred in called Spy versus Spia. It's about two rival international spies who become neighbors and form a love-hate relationship until an evil organization attacks and they have to band together against the evil organization, and they learn all sorts of secrets about their past, their future, and their hearts.
Especially their hearts.
Especially their hearts. It's a madcap spy parody, but with a romantic comedy twist.
And we just shot it.
We just filmed it. We're editing it and raising post-production funding for the pilot. And my character is actually an opera-singing spy. Part of the reason we did it was so that we could bring opera into something fun and commercial. And then another...
And of course, I play the Italian spy.
Yes, he plays the Italian supermodel spy.
The Italian supermodel spy who is... sometimes he might be a little bit dimwit. Just sometimes, but in a funny way. In a very gracious way.
Yes.
Okay, who is winning this relationship?
Well, we take turns winning. I mean, sometimes
we win together.
Yeah,
we need to do things together to really win.
Ultimately, that's true. When we're fighting against each other, then neither of us win. But when we band together, then we win and at least escape the evil organization.
I think this is so beautiful what you said, and I think people can hopefully take this advice, because sometimes we have very wonderful two human beings, and they're all successful, and sometimes they don't appreciate each other's success, and so they fight against each other by being a little jealous, or maybe stopping them from one on another wants to do, or sometimes they just don't help or just disappear in a moment when we want them to be helpful for whatever reason. But seems like you both, because you are married for how many years right now?
Oh, well, we've been together for
5 years and 3 months.
Five years
long time.
And 3 months, and nobody can fake the smiles that you both have. This is a really real beautiful smiles, happy smiles, and I always see both of you just touching your hands when you talk or just look at each other's eyes, and like you beautifully said, that both of you need to work together, that you feel happy when you both work together.
One of the reasons I think that I won the lottery of men is because I dated so many guys, well, not so many, but enough guys before Carlo that were threatened by my performing career because either they were performers and it would be awkward if one of us was more successful than the other, or they were not performers and didn't understand why I needed to be on tour or out performing at night or practicing or gone. And one of the things about Carlo that is so amazing is he's always supported my talents and my gifts 100%, always. And he's not threatened at all by, like, for example, I booked a show coming up in March and I'll be gone 4 nights. And it's not a big deal, 4 nights. But I've dated people who'd be like, why do you have to be gone 4 nights? Mm-hmm. You know, why can't you need to, like, you're going to lose the relationship. Or, you know, who, I don't know, for whatever reason would be threatened by that. Threatened. And he's not. He's just like, yay!
Yoo-hoo! Love it. Okay, we are talking singing. You wanted to say something?
No, I just wanted to say that whatever happens to her, like a good thing that happens to her happens to me as well. And we have many projects
now. Wise man.
Yeah.
A wise man. Yeah. Right. I know how awesome.
I know how to withstand this relationship.
We will be talking what you are working on, Carla, in a moment, but I want a music. I want a little bit of music. That's sent us a song, No Poto Reposar.
Ah, brava, brava, Ilona. Si.
Okay, what can you tell us about the song? This is a live performance,
this
yes?
This was a live performance. This is an acoustic. I was thinking, what song should we sing? Or sing? What song? I decided that it would be really fun to send a song of me singing live. This is a Sardinian song, a traditional Sardinian folk song that I am singing a slightly different version of as the theme to a film that Carlo was acting in.
And Carlo will be acting in.
Yeah, it will be acting in. He's not currently acting in.
She will be singing in the movie.
Yeah, I'll be singing in the movie as well as the theme. And this is the song Carlo and I actually, it's in Sardinian, also in English. Carlo and I, Carlo translated and then he and I sort of adapted it. So it's back and forth. But this is just me and guitar and voice.
Beautiful. Okay, let's listen to it.
Called No Poto Reposare.
See me. essere possibile, d'angelo, si spirito invisibile, peccavo, with me I would bring to you the heavens, the sun and stars, and then
Wow.
Okay, Carla, what's going on?
Yeah.
What are you working on? Right now, outside of course, you will be soon acting in a movie. And
yes.
When it comes to scripts, you place. I was watching you being on a film festivals and nice pictures with some awards. What was happening?
Yeah, thank you. There was one script that we wrote together. It's called Time Zero. And actually, we won two awards in very recently, like in, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. We won the Story Prose Awards. And we won the Catalina Film Festival.
Yes, that that's
we
worked
together with pictures were, yeah.
Awesome.
And now we are actually adapting that feature script into a pilot in which we will both, we want to basically self-produce, we will both star as the leads.
For this pilot. I don't know, I'm sorry, somebody's calling, and our show is almost done, but can I even get them? Hello?
Hello, Master Patricia.
Hello, who is calling?
This is Michelle Hall. I am J.D. Hall, the Barry White Symphony Orchestra's wife and manager.
Yes?
I received your email.
I am not sure.
Is it Cynthia?
No, I think you have a wrong number, but sounds very interesting. But thank you so much.
You can join us.
that's life show. We love it. Anyway, yeah, that was really
I was like, well, that's an orchestra person.
That's orchestra. let's get
the song, just draw that. See, there's a resonance.
Okay, no, that no, wasn't for us. Okay, I know time is running up. I just want people to know how to get in touch with Erin and Carlos. If they have any needs for your beautiful voice and acting and script writing.
Right, if they need a screenwriter. Also,
I want to give you money.
Carl, if they want to give us money, absolutely, yeah. For our post-production, we are accepting investors and donations. Also, I just want to say that Carlo had a novel that came out last spring in Italy.
Oh, come on.
For which he won.
I forgot.
And he was
too
given.
Many
I know, right? He was given an award called the Livatino Premio Livatino, which is an award that they give to works people whose work fights organized crime and mafia in Italy, because his novel is an expose about something. It's a novel, but it's also an expose about a real case that happened with the mafia in Italy. So
because one thing that we didn't tell about your husband's past life is that he was working
That's right.
I was working as a captain of the Carabinieri, which is a rough equivalent of, you know, let's say, it's the Italian National Police Force.
Yeah, similar to the FBI.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
FBI and local police all together, because we we basically prosecuted every kind of crime, from the theft to mm-hmm. terrorism. So, and I was a captain, and then before I was crazy enough to leave everything behind and mm-hmm. become an actor and a screenwriter and a novelist and fly to Los Angeles.
And met your beautiful wife. And of course, today we were trying to open door to success. And we were trying to celebrating some successes of our beautiful guests and ours also. I know that Anya just came back from Germany, and I know probably next month we'll be talking a little bit about her trip. And I know also that if anybody would like to talk to Anya and have need
right, they just
for
can,
coaching,
then just can call me. Actually, if you call me or send me an email or connect via Facebook till, I think, let's say it's 23rd, you know, I give you a complimentary success breakthrough session.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you can call me at 310-293-2827 or write me an email at anjawr at, and that's my whole name now, anjawalterris.de. That's long.
It's not really, but you know, the easiest way to also is to go to Accent on Facebook or LA Talk Radio Archives. We'll be having all the links posted there. Plus, whoever wants to listen again and again to Anya talking to us, please do so. Push play or push download. And if you want to download, you have all our show forever on your desktop.
And hear this beautiful voice again, this beautiful song and this great success stories. I mean, applaud to you.
Thank you.
Got to interview you about your success.
I'm like, ooh, a free session. Yay!
Yes.
3102.
One more time, Anya.
310-293-2827.
I think it will be really very smart for all artists and people who are a little bit having issues with whatever the issues are. I'm sure Dr. Anya can get us into a better place. And that's what we want to do for another four sessions, for another 4 months. And I'm so excited to have her with us. For
Me
right
too.
Now,
thank
you so much, Accent On. And next Monday, we have amazing interview. I'm very proud. It's one of the success stories that I was a little fearful. But yes, I will be having this beautiful interview, wonderful, interesting interview. Then I want everybody to listen to. And what can I say? I'll be starting to promoting on my Facebook. Ben Stein is with us and will be teaching people about stocks, about investing, not investing. Maybe purchasing houses is better, maybe not. And also we'll be having with us Anna Sadowska. She's a realtor. She has her own segment on our show. And thank you, Anna, for connecting us with your client. Okay? Thank you again. Until next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.